This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 500 for Monday, July 31st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Monday, taking some direction from a sell-off in the Chicago soy complex. Canola down 10 to over $25, November down $25.30 at $783.80 per ton. Month-end positioning was likely behind much of the activity as traders squared positions on the last trading day of the month and crop year for canola. However, the losses were overdone from a fundamental standpoint, as while there is some rain in the longer-range forecast, hot temperatures are likely causing some crop damage. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures posted losses today, with strength in the Canadian dollar contributing to the relative weakness in canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, as improving moisture conditions across parts of the Midwest sparked the sell-off. Soybeans down 50 cents in the November contract at $13.31 per bushel. Forecasts calling for milder temperatures coupled with sporadic thundershower activity bringing moisture sparked the sell-off in the soy complex, with chart-based speculative selling adding to the declines as some stops were hit on the way down. Rising production estimates out of South America were also bearish, with Brazil's 2024 crop pegged at 171.5 million tons. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China, which provided some support. Corn, also pressured by the shifting weather outlooks, with the September contract down 17 cents at 504 per bushel. Prices gapped lower on the charts, which contributed to the declines. However, while some dry areas are forecast to see rain over the next week, many parts of the Corn Belt may only see spotty coverage. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of just over 500,000 tons were up on the week, but total exports to date of 34.8 million tons are still running 33% off last year's pace. Wheat futures down sharply across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 40 cents in the September contract at $8.56 per bushel. Kansas City down 43 cents in September at $8.12 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 38 cents in the September contract at $6.65 per bushel. Russia's Sovecon raised their production estimate for the current year to 87.1 million tons, up by 300,000 from an earlier forecast, citing better-than-expected yields. The ongoing uncertainty over the conflict between Russia and Ukraine does remain a feature in the background of the wheat market, although there were reports that Ukrainian grain was still finding its way out of the Black Sea. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, July 31st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.